This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
My guest today is Susanna Polo. She's here to talk about Lego Batman Movie. My name is Justin McElroy, and you're listening to Polygon's Quality Control. Susanna Polo, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Hey, Justin. I'm glad you had me back on for my usual subject, which is Batman.
Yeah, you're the one that we talk to about Batman. When Batman comes to call, Susanna Polo is there.
Yeah, you put up the Susanna Polo signal.
Which is Batman. Ironically, yeah. The Susanna Polo symbol is Batman. The question that I would like to start with, the Batman character from the Lego movie was obviously a highlight, but I would classify that portrayal of Batman as parody, personally. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but rather than trying to capture the actual spirit of the character, it's more of a parody of the spirit of the character. Would you classify the Lego Batman movie that way? And if not, how does it avoid it?
As like a longtime Batman fan, it's funny that you bring this up, because as like a longtime fan of the character and like a kid who is very sensitive to like takedowns of this nerdy thing that she was into, and like the era before, you know, the Nolan movies, when the wider perception of Batman was still like George Clooney in a nipple suit. There was definitely an era in my life where I was really sensitive to people making fun of Batman. And the Batman in the Lego movie was just, it was everything that I needed after like a decade of movies that I really liked, but movies that were very much like one specific, very gritty, like alone, depression kind of Batman. You know, from somebody who grew up on the animated series and was sort of like, my Batman has always been a family Batman. He's always been a Batman with sidekicks. He's always been a Batman who's, you know, sort of been in that mix of being a mentor and being a leader, as well as being this guy who's depressed and hangs out in his cave basement all the time. And so the Lego Batman, like, the Batman of the Lego movie was, I found it hilarious. I thought that it was incredibly funny, and it was clearly this, like, very pointed response to the, like, modern widespread idea of Batman that we've sort of gotten to in, like, this extreme response to, like, the 1960s television Batman and, like, the Schumacher Batman, and in a certain way, like, the Burton Batman, sort of over the top. Like weird design, like Batman stories. And whether the Lego Batman movie kind of, I don't know. Instinctually, I feel like it's not a parody, but obviously it's a parody. Like it's funny. Like it is an exaggerated take. But in a lot of ways, I feel like it is a Batman movie that says things about Batman and uses elements of Batman stories that like have not been used in film in decades. And that it has a really, really good take on Batman.
Are there segments of the film that are less like parody of Batman and more like traditional Batman being cool and Batman in a way that we're supposed to recognize as cool and Batman, or is it just a comedy?
Well, it's definitely a comedy, but I will say that like compared to Lego Batman, where he's really there to like contrast against the main character and to be like the jerk that the girl the main character wants to get with is with instead, and is definitely just there to be funny. He's the main character of this one, so he definitely like gets to be very, very cool in the beginning of the movie. And I would say like in a lot of the movie, but his coolness is at all times contrasted against the fact that he's like not super self-aware of his emotional problems. It's kind of difficult to describe the character of Lego Batman in a way that makes it sound like a kid's movie, because his emotional problems are actually pretty adult.
Yeah. The reason for the question is, I guess what I'm sort of wrestling with is this version of Batman can you see it as a legitimate standalone take on the Batman character, or is it more just a commentary on the Batman character? I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah. I will try and answer that question. Cause I think maybe like, I'm like every new Batman story I read is kind of a new take on Batman.
Right.
But so I guess what you're asking is like, is this earnestly like a take on Batman, or is this like.
Right. Yeah. I'll give you an example. I mean, to use 66 Batman as a jumping off point, that is certainly a lighthearted take on Batman. And they're certainly poking some fun at like all the bat gadgets and their relationship between him and Dick and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it is also a interpretation of Batman. That's a version of Batman.
I see.
Even though it is a lighthearted one, I guess that's what I'm getting at here. Is this a fully fleshed out, you know, interpretation of Batman the way you see it, or as in the Lego movie, I consider that more of Batman as punchline, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think then yeah, the Lego movie definitely qualifies as a fully fleshed out take on Batman. It definitely expands upon his character from the Lego movie. It gives him like the background and trappings like that we expect. Like we see what the Joker is like in the Lego universe, a universe like that is sort of half made for kids and half like subtextually like made by a kid. I don't know if it's a spoiler to say that like there are no live action sequences in the Lego Batman movie. Like it doesn't fully go like breaking the fourth wall in the way that the Lego movie does, or at least it doesn't set up this like expanded like extra layer of universe where it turns out they're all actually toys. but it does sort of exist in that weird like. This is a story for kids, but it's also a story that jokingly has elements that like a kid could have made up, like that Barbara Gordon graduated from Harvard for police is the name of the college. And like, yeah, that's the thing. A little kid would be like, okay, well, where did this really great cop graduate from? Well, Harvard, but for police. So I would say that it is like sort of in that sense, it is that like sort of Lego universe, which is now a thing that we have, I guess, in movies, sort of take on the character.
There are not all fictional characters could stand up to this, I think.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of fictional characters to whom, like you were talking about being a Batman fan, but being able to enjoy this. There are a lot of characters, I think, where a take like this would sort of be really detrimental to the character. But from where I sit, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, it just makes the character more durable, I think. So I'm curious why Batman, from your point of view, is able to sort of withstand and incorporate this sort of portrayal. And is it just longevity, or is there something more to it?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I think that part of it is that longevity is part of it, but I think part of the longevity is that Batman has been used is that because of the way like superhero universes work, Batman has been used for so many different tonalities, like in his own comic. Like you don't have to go into adaptation to find a cheerful Batman, a funny Batman, like the chummy Batman, the weird science Batman, like the cosmic adventures Batman. Like, and that's the case for like almost any, you know, DC, almost any really big DC superhero at this point. And to a certain extent, a lot of like Marvel heroes. That like the thing about a superhero universe is that it can contain all genres and all tones, just from like the metatextual like publishing phenomenon of like DC and Marvel buying up other intellectual property and incorporating them into their universes. Like sometimes that stuff doesn't gel, but it's still there. We still have the Green Lanterns in the same universe with Batman, in the same universe with John Constantine. I think one of the reasons the Lego Batman movie works so well is because we have a really widespread cultural understanding of Batman right now. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the Nolan movies and thanks to, you know, the ongoing DC expanded universe. And probably to a certain extent, like the Batman the Animated Series being such like a really like widespread like childhood experience to folks who are in their 30s right now in America. We have this really solid, widespread, not nerdy, like mainstream idea of what Batman is like. And that puts him in a position where we can make like a parody of Batman that isn't really a parody and is kind of its own thing. Because everybody understands what the joke of that is. Everybody already understands that Batman is this loner, grim, like gritty, you know, depressed guy. So what if we take that to its logical like extension? He'd kind of be a jerk. But what like I talk about this in my review, that like the Lego Batman movie doesn't take that at face value and as a necessary part of the story. Whereas like one of my biggest problems with the Christopher Nolan movies is that outside of Batman Begins, he doesn't really seem interested in Bruce Wayne as a character. Mm-hmm. Like The Dark Knight is a really good movie, but it's not really a Batman movie. It's a movie about the Joker. Bruce doesn't really have character development in it. And particularly in like The Dark Knight Rises, like Nolan really doesn't seem interested in examining Bruce at all. And in that way, like the Lego Batman, you know, Batman v Superman has like, doesn't even have characters. We won't get into that, but
yeah.
But the Lego Batman movie is explicitly about Batman like learning an emotional lesson and coming to terms with something and like figuring out what he's been doing wrong that has been making him feel sadder than he could actually feel, and like the real reasons why he is afraid to form relationships with people. but it's also a movie where like, you know, like Zach Galifianakis plays the Joker and Channing Tatum is Superman.
Like, both are brilliant casting, by the way. I guess the question that I'm struggling with, and you actually touch on it, you very, very deftly sort of wink at it at the end of your review, but why is it that I can see an interpretation of Superman that I think in Man of Steel and Batman v Superman that for me does not jive in any way, shape, or form with the character of Superman, and I feel that is a detriment to the character itself, and yet Batman can be treated in a very lighthearted manner and made the butt of a lot of jokes, and that still feels truer to the character than Zack Snyder's sort of mega serious take. Mm-hmm. You say at the end of the review, that maybe they'll finally realize what they're doing wrong with the DC Expanded Universe. What lesson from the Lego Batman movie do you think could be expanded to the rest of DC's sort of cinematic efforts?
I think the lesson is that that we are all really tired of super serious grimdark Batman. That we've gotten really saturated, and there's a certain point where that becomes less realistic. Where Batman the idea of that being Batman's personality becomes less realistic than the idea that like he can fly with his cape.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to write this piece forever because it's ever timely, but I never have the time. which is about like what we are saying when we ask for realism in superhero movies. Because we can't ask for realism in superhero movies. Superman is literally a guy who flies. He can lift tanks. Like, we have a movie about him where he flies around the world in reverse order and it turns back time. Like, these aren't realistic things. Where you find realism in superhero movies is in realistic emotion and having characters react to the unrealistic situations that they're in a way that is familiar and relatable. And that's where the Lego movie really succeeds. And it certainly it does it in like a way that is simplified for a kid audience. But the idea that like the core conceit of the Lego movie is that the reason why Batman can't form interpersonal relationships is because he really misses having a family, but he is terrified of losing it again. Mm. Like he's really terrified of being hurt if he loses somebody again.
Which is like,
yeah,
which is like if someone said to me, that's what the next Batman movie is about, the next, you know, live action Batman movie is about, like, wow, I'm on board, right? Like, it sounds similar to honestly to like, and I obviously this film's not out, I haven't seen it, but for judging from the trailers, it seems similar to what is happening with Logan, where it's like, well, this is an interesting character, let's take him out of all the sort of nonsense. And see, or you know, I shouldn't disparage. There's plenty of fine, grandiose X-Men tales, but let's take him away from all that and see who he is as a person, and really kick the tires on this human being, and which is not something I think has happened in any DC films. Mm-hmm. And you could make the argument that like Marvel also has not done that deep of a dive, but certainly I think with like, especially with Civil War.
Yeah.
I think that you have an opportunity for these characters to really show who they are as people and how they differ as human beings.
Yeah, and that's why
or
I think
not, if the case may be.
Yeah, that's why I think Lego Batman succeeds despite being obviously like a really ridiculous and humorous take on Batman, is that underneath all of that, it has what a lot of the DC Expanded Universe lacks so far, which is a really solid understanding of the character. That sort of is the foundation that all of the silly jokes are based on. That, like, these characters have an emotional arc, they have goals, we understand what they want, and we understand why they can't get what they want, and now we're going to tell a story about them sort of stumbling towards getting that.
It seems interesting to me that DC a lot, like, there's something that is, I thought this with the last Lego movie, and certainly with this one, it feels almost subversive in a way, like even though Warner Brothers made the movie, like it seems subversive within the organization a little bit. Like it's, you know, like it seems to be subverting their own sort of over. Like if I was the person who is directing the next Batman movie, I would feel a little bit like, oh, God, I can't really unring this bell. Like,
yeah, like there are some goofs on Batman v Superman in this movie.
Mm hmm.
Like, there's a bit, it's been in trailers already, but there's a bit where the Joker is like, what do you mean I'm not your greatest enemy? And Batman goes, Superman is my greatest enemy.
So I think that's about all. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about? I know we didn't talk about the content of the movie very much itself, but I feel like if you're going to go see it, you're going to go see it.
And there's some like widening of the plot here that I like. They're really nice surprises in this movie, and I don't want to ruin them.
Anything else you want to say about before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so. I really like Barbara Gordon in the movie. She like they change a few aspects of her character, but I think it really works. I really like Michael Cera as Robin. I mean,
nice to see him again. I feel like he's been kind of out of.
Yeah, he's really good as Robin. Like, Robin is like a character that they use to like sort of make fun of like cute movie child characters, but he never winds. He's always making fun of it. He never actually is like annoying or like too saccharine. And I think it goes without saying that Will Arnett is incredible as Lego Batman. Mm-hmm. Just super funny.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Can I take my 2.5-year-old? Is it a bit much? You feel like it's a bit much?
A bit much. Well, I'm bad at answering these questions.
There are loud noises,
explosions.
Well, yeah, there are loud noises and explosions. Like in the Lego Movie kind of way.
Okay. Susanna Polo, thank you so much for your time. If you want to read Susanna's review, you can find it at polygon.com along with a lot of other content to enjoy. Charlie Hall will be back next week with another episode. But until then, for Susanna Polo, my name is Justin McElroy. Thank you for listening to Polygon's Quality Control.